93.1 WZAK. Welcome back to the show, Access Cleveland, keeping you connected with what's happening in your community. And we got a big event that's happening this Tuesday, the kickoff, Cirque du Soleil, Michael Jackson, the Immortal World Tour. Got my man Joseph Wiggin hanging out with us on the line. He's going to tell us a little bit more about the show. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Doing great. Just getting geared up for this show. This is going to be fantastic.
It sure is.
I know it's a tribute to the King of Pop, but, you know, what are some of the other elements that are going to take place during the show?
Included circus elements and the best dance elements that you could think of that are all directly aimed toward him, the moonwalker.
Now, Joseph, you're going to be in the midst of all of this because you're actually one of the dancers that's going to be performing.
Yes, I'm one of the dancers. I was hired with my sister, Josette.
Okay.
And we're predominantly tap dancers, but for this show, specifically, we had to make sure that the rest of our dance skills were up to par to do acts like Smooth Criminal and Billie Jean.
You know, everybody's into this whole hologram thing, and it would actually be kind of cool. Will they actually have, like, a hologram of Michael Jackson, you know, like, during the performances or whatnot?
This particular show doesn't have holograms, but the designers wanted to try their best to make the audience feel as if Michael is in the room. So their audio sound bites, their visuals, their pictures, there are many different ways that they almost shock the senses with Mike's image. So I think many people walk away from the arena thinking, hey, man, I felt like he's still with us.
Cirque du Soleil, Michael Jackson, the Immortal World Tour is actually going to kick off this Tuesday at the Q.
Yes, it will be.
And also Wednesday, July 18th, also at the Q at 8 p.m.?
8 p.m.
Now, I know the energy is going to be crazy as Cirque du Soleil pays tribute to the King of Pop, but what else can we expect from the show?
From this show, you can expect a real hybrid. They incorporate the best acrobats in the world. Cirque du Soleil is known for that. They've been in the business for about 27 to 28 years, mm-hmm. and they always have world-class Olympic gold medalists, gymnastics and acrobatics. And now with the challenge of paying homage to Michael Jackson, they've stepped up the level of the dance material. It's a true tribute. They have Zaldi Gogo, who was one of Michael's personal costume designers. They have Jamie King, who's the artistic director and major designer of the entire story of the show, who toured with Michael for years. And with the show having 9 choreographers, many of which actually toured alongside him. So they wanted to keep a feeling that Michael is still here and he lives on through these people who worked so closely with him. And many of the artists in the show that you'll see never actually had the opportunity to work with him, but this is our way to show him and show his fans how much he's inspired us.
Exactly.
And it's hard not to sit in the audience and want to dance.
Right.
And the thing is, the way that the show is created, we want the audience to dance. We want the audience to further along the celebration.
Cirque du Soleil, the tribute to the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. The kickoff show is this Tuesday at the Q. And, of course, you can visit the Quicken Loans Arena box office to get your tickets. When's the last time we heard from Kool Moe Dee, one of the pioneers of hip-hop? He's going to be featured on Unsung tomorrow night, and he's talking with Grace Roberts coming up next. Stay close.